It's the kind of what would Jesus do society. Because, of course, he would be there at the Tory conference, sitting with the Institute of Directors in the middle table.
Deputy, I think, if I may say so, that is offensive to all those who have a belief in Jesus Christ. To attribute political views to Jesus, that he would be at the Tory party conference, would be offensive to some, and you should please withdraw it.
So I won't withdraw that at all, because the point is I believe in Jesus because he was a historic figure. And the point I'm making is that he wouldn't have been at a Tory conference. He wouldn't have been at an IOD dinner. Obviously, the historical context doesn't allow for it.
Deputy, I'm sorry. I've asked you to withdraw the allegation, the statement, that Jesus would be at a Tory party conference.
No, sir, I'm not withdrawing that because I didn't say that, sir. I said Jesus wouldn't have been at a Tory conference or an IOD dinner. Obviously, like, he didn't live in our time, so he wouldn't have been able to, sir. And I frankly resent that kind of intervention, sir.
Just one moment, please.
When I'm trying to make a valid political speech.
Just one moment, please.
The bailiff intervening on that part of Deputy Taddeus's speech, where he was talking about the Tory party conference. And
both the Greffier and I think that you said that Jesus would have been at the Tory party conference. Now, if that were a mistake, you can withdraw that.
So it's called rhetoric. It's when I say he would have been there, the obvious implication is that he wouldn't have been there because he was in the temple driving out the money lenders. And that was going to be the next part of my point, sir, to negate what I've said. And if elected parliamentarians can't be free to use the rhetoric that they choose because it might upset some sensibilities, in fact, completely spuriously, then I don't know what we're put here for, sir. I think that goes against parliamentary privilege and the ability for us to speak openly, sir.
It is a question, Deputy, of using offensive language. And offensive language means offensive to some, and not necessarily to all. And when you use language about Jesus Christ and bring him into political debate, then to those who are believers in Christ, that is offensive. And that is why you're being asked to withdraw it.
And so I don't withdraw that. I think we have a dean in this assembly who's not even elected, who is able to refer to Jesus Christ in his speeches to make political points. And when I seek to do that, as somebody who actually, I believe, adheres to the philosophy of Jesus from what I can see of his teaching, the point I'm making, and I won't apologise for any offence because one is elected here to speak, one cannot control what is heard, one can only control what one means. And I think that's the issue, sir.
Would you please sit down, then?
So, bailiff just checking over something, and clearly he picked up something which may or may not have been inferred in the deputy's speech. And as the assembly sits in silence, waiting for the bailiff to rule, he has asked the deputy to withdraw that. And Deputy Teddy is having a chat with Deputy Southern, who sat next to him. Some glum faces around the assembly. Others are just looking ahead. But the bailiff is suggesting there that some may have found the comments or the point that the deputy was trying to make there as offensive and bringing Jesus into political debate. Deputy suggesting that the Dean often brings Jesus into political debate and is unelected as a member of the States, whereas the Deputy is. So the Greffier and the Bailiff just conferring, and we will hear in a moment what the Bailiff decides. But the deputy is adamant he's not going to withdraw the comments and has resented the intervention of the bailiff there. So we wait to see what happens. Shake of the head from Deputy Mezek, sat next to Deputy Taddeus, a member of Reform Jersey.
Deputy, perhaps I can remind you of Standing Order 109 and Standing Order 110. I have indicated to you that I consider that the allegation that Jesus Christ would have been attending the Tory party conference amounts to objectionable, offensive, unparliamentary language. I have asked you to withdraw the words, and you have not yet done so. Standing Order 109.6 says that if the presiding officer determines that the words are offensive, objectionable, unparliamentary or disorderly, he shall direct the member to withdraw the words, and he may direct the member to apologise. I have directed you only so far to withdraw them. The member, under paragraph 6, the member must withdraw the words, and if so directed, and you haven't been, apologise. If under Standing Order 110, the presiding officer may require a member of the States to withdraw from the chamber, either for the remainder of the day or for a lesser period, if the member has used offensive, objectionable, unparliamentary or disorderly words and refused when directed by the presiding officer to withdraw them. So, may I just invite you to withdraw again, to withdraw the allegation that Jesus Christ would have attended the Tory party conference.
Sir, I'm sure you're providing rich pickings for satirists all over the world when you make such ludicrous interventions. But the point is, obviously, your reading of that standing order is completely incorrect, because I don't actually accept the fact that I've made any offensive statement. In fact, I was cut down in the middle of my sentence, and if I had been allowed to finish it, members would have quite easily realised where I was going with it, actually saying that what we would have expected from the historical Jesus, from what we know about him, and where his political and social sympathies would have lied, and I could have referenced, would have lied, sir. So I'm quite happy to give way to another member, perhaps the Chief Minister, if he wants to say something.
It is a matter for the presiding officer rather than the Chief Minister.
So I'm not sure whether my intervention is going to be helpful or not. I, in my job, I'm used to be criticised, and I was taking, perhaps incorrectly, the deputy was referring to myself and indicating the view of the church and those who might be of faith, and questioning my own beliefs and my presence at the Conservative Party conference, and putting it into that sort of context. So I wasn't offended with regard to what he was saying about faith. I think he was simply asking members of this assembly, and perhaps in particularly myself, to consider whether it was the right thing, and the belief system that I follow, whether I should question that in light of my attendance, and I think he used some term, sitting at the IOD table at the Conservative Party conference. So I was taking it, sir, as normal political challenge and banter, and not perhaps in the way of questioning what Christ himself would do, and I wouldn't want to necessarily go there. I may not be helping the deputy, he may not have been meaning that at all, but that was certainly how I was taking his comments there. I was listening to them. Of course, I don't agree with them, but I took them as legitimate challenge to my position as head of this government and what I do in representing my community.
I have to say, Chief Minister, that it had not occurred to me for one moment that a reference to Jesus Christ was a reference to the Chief Minister.
Sir, I must say that is not what I said. I think he was referring to those who have belief systems which hopefully sometimes coincide with the belief systems of the church, and he was simply, as he went on to say, asking us to think about what we do politically, and perhaps attending the Conservative Party conference, which of course is a political thing, in light of those belief systems. I was in no way at all, sir, trying to indicate that I would take such a title unto myself.
Deputy, I'll give you a last opportunity to withdraw the language that I have mentioned.
Thank you, sir. I'd like to give you an opportunity to withdraw from the chair and allow the greffier to chair, sir, because I think that you've overstepped the mark on this one.